Diary. Go Forward. Newcastle, New South Wales, Australia. December 20th, 1898. The Lord has said, "This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Matthew 24, verse 14. Unbelief has kept the work centered in a few places, and the message has not advanced as it should. Satan is seeking to hinder the work of God by filling the hearts of the workers with a desire for recognition and the supremacy. Contention and strife as to who shall be the greatest has taken the strength and grace and power from the working forces. God calls for a decided change in every church, that all may become one in Christ Jesus. It is not time now for us selfishly to draw apart from our brethren. There is to be unity and love among God's people. I address the Seventh-day Adventist Church. The Lord is coming. I am bidden to call upon the churches to awake out of sleep. We must contend with invisible, supernatural foes. We are to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be prepared for the battles we have daily to fight. I call upon those who have received light and knowledge to pray most earnestly, and to come up to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. Who are these mighty foes? They are the powers who, in the days of Daniel, hindered the heavenly messenger from convincing the king of Persia of the work he was to do. Our work of heralding the second coming of Christ is similar to that of John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ at his first advent. We are to proclaim to the world the message, "The great day of the Lord is near. Prepare to meet thy God." We are to do much more than we have yet done. Among us, as among the children of Israel when they were being led to the promised land, are many who, unless they can see clearly ever step in advance, will not move at the command of God to go forward. They have but little faith and but little of the spirit of self-denial and self-sacrifice. Here in this field, we are bound about. We must make centers for the work in this country just as fast as possible. Not like the center that has been made in Battle Creek, but many centers on a smaller scale. We are not to overbuild in some places while many sections are left unworked. We must build humble houses for worship. Wherever our camp meetings are held, some of our workers are to remain and carry on the work as the interest demands. And this work should not be left before a meeting house is erected for the use of those who shall accept the truth as the result of the personal labor that has been put forth. In Brisbane, this plan has been followed, and about 40 have been converted. A small meeting house is now being erected. This work has advanced, and I now understand that the church is completed. Many are earnestly laboring for the conversion of souls in Brisbane, but in that large city, Elder Haskell is the only minister. Brother Wilson and his wife, precious and successful laborers, have accomplished a good work wherever they have gone. But our beloved Brother Wilson now sleeps in Jesus. We bury our faithful standard bearers, but we have no time to stop for mourning. We are to go forward. The inhabitants of the world are perishing, many without having heard the call to repentance. The work must be advanced in every place. As yet, there are but few of our people in Newcastle. This great city must be worked. Shall we stop where we are? No. To us who have the truth is given the command. Go forward. Enter new fields. Lift up the standard in new territory. In Australia, we are entering new fields continually. Yet we have not done 1/100th part of what we might have done if we had received the help we needed. An appeal for help. To those who are looking for a place where they may work in the Lord's vineyard, we say, come over and help us. Come prepared to practice self-denial, determined that you will not fail nor be discouraged. We cannot pay your passage to this country, nor can we give you large wages. We cannot carry you financially or spiritually. But if you will come to do a work for the Master, if you are willing to visit and labor for souls where they are, come, and we will cooperate with you as long as you will cooperate with God. There is room in the work of God for all who are filled with the spirit of self-sacrifice. We have a solemn work before us. God is calling for men and women who are willing to experience travail of soul, men and women who are consecrated to His work. We need, in this country, men who have a solid experience in the things of God, who, when they encounter difficulties, will hold firmly to the work, saying, "We will not fail nor be discouraged." We want men who will strengthen and build up the work, not tear down and seek to destroy that which others are trying to do. We need men and women whom God can work, the fallow ground of whose heart has been broken up. We do not need workers who must be supported and carried by those who have long been in the faith, who regard themselves as a perfect whole. To such we would say, stay where you are. We have had enough to do with this class of workers. We want workers who are not steeped in selfishness, those who are not self-sufficient. I am instructed to address those in America who have property. Brethren, you are the Lord's stewards to whom He has entrusted of His means. From the light given me, I know that the Lord will make the hearts of many of those who have an abundance of means willing to return to Him His own, which He has permitted them to hold in trust until He shall call for it. I ask those who would receive a special blessing from God to help us in our need. We ask you for $10,000 at this time. And this is but a small sum in proportion to what has been spent in large buildings in Battle Creek. We will sacrifice with you, as we have done ever since we have been in Australia. We are economizing every way possible. I have borrowed money to meet the needs of the work until I am thousands of dollars in debt. But it is not this debt that troubles me now. It is the knowledge that the work is hindered because of the lack of means. Satan will always cooperate with those who are willing to betray sacred trusts. There are traitors here, as there have been and still are traitors in America, men who claim to be Sabbath keepers, but who, instead of building up the work, hinder it by criticizing and falsely accusing their brethren. Oh, how many might do a noble work in self-denial and self-sacrifice, who are absorbed in the little things of life. They are blind and cannot see afar off. They make a world of an atom and an atom of a world. They have become shallow streams because they do not impart to others the water of life.